outside one Blockbuster. Arlington resident Amanda Chappelle lifts her two kids out of car seats and walks them inside. Half an hour later...
We're watching these. Mommy, I don't know the words.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Super Mario.
At checkout, she learns that her Blockbuster store will be closing forever.
No, I'm sad.
Look at her face, she's like, wow.
We love coming in and having the kids pick out a movie. Don't do it.
A Blockbuster visit, especially on Fridays, was a family tradition.
I remember coming in, even as a teenager too, you know, coming in and renting our scary movies with our friends, and that was always fun. We'd spend hours trying to pick out a movie.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy, I'm gonna be sad because it's closing.
I know.
William White has more than 500 movies at his Arlington home. His favorite is Old Yeller, Swiss Family Robinson, and some old kung fu movies.
This place will be missed. For sure, because, you know, I come by here about twice a week. I probably watch too many movies.
In the 80s, he and his family bought into what was then the cutting edge of technology, the VCR.
They cost $700, and we went ahead and bought one, and now you could probably, you can't give them away.
Arlington resident Jemiah Tompkins remembers those days too. Standing with his friend Abigail Yogendra, he says back then, movies used to take a few months to get into Blockbuster stores.
Then they finally come out of Blockbuster. So we waited a long time and kept checking with Blockbuster and then came and got it. And, you know, I remember that.
Times are changing, he says, but...
Nothing's going to replace Blockbuster. I like just being able to go to the store instead of having to try to search online, but, you know, most people aren't like that, so.
Making that drive, It's like fun, like trying to find a movie together, and, you know.
The games, everything, so.
In Grand Prairie, a T-Mobile shop has replaced what used to be the neighborhood Blockbuster store. One of the managers inside, Adrian Cortez, says having a Blockbuster card was special.
It was an exclusive thing. If you didn't have a Blockbuster card in your wallet, you were in the in crowd.
For customers wishing to hold on to those Blockbuster memories, stores will start holding closeout sales as soon as next week. For KERA News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.